About the iPhone. I'm not a phone freak, so I'll let you start on this one.
Well, being as not a phone freak, you can be our dumb person guest of the week.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate it.
Yep, I try.
Yes.
I couldn't find anybody that knew less about the iPhone than you, so tell me what you know about the iPhone.
Oh, ouch. That hurts. Well, I know it's an Apple product, obviously, since the whole I deal.
Well, yeah. Apple made it.
Yeah, Apple made it.
That's news to me.
Yeah. So news. Anyway, it's AT&T exclusive.
It's what?
It was AT&T exclusive.
Yeah, there you go.
Let me rephrase. which means it can only be sold in the U.S. It could only be sold in the U.S. unless it's unlocked.
Right.
And it's got a full Safari web browser in it, and that's pretty cool. But other than that, it has a ton of features that I don't need, and I wasn't interested with it for the whole $600.
Yeah,
$600 or $700 price point. Yeah.
Well, there's been a lot of drama with the iPhone.
Yes, I've heard.
It's been named the number one product of the year, and everybody's got to have one, and they came out with it maybe a month ago, and Apple already says they're going to have 1 million by the end of the year. And
yeah, didn't they recently flash the price?
Yes, they dropped the price of the 8-gig iPhone. I think it was $200.
Yeah, I think it was $200 because they started that comment out with they've sold so many, and then an afterthought they said, oh yeah, we're going to slice the price by $200.
Yeah. And then they get all the customers that are mad. And
I would be mad if I bought this freaking phone for $500 and now it's $300. I'd be pissed.
But see, then Apple gives them $100 back. I don't think that's right. I mean, they agreed to pay however much money they paid for it for the phone. If I want to sell something to you for $20 and I want to sell it to somebody else for $10, I have the legal right to do that.
Yeah, but it hasn't been out that long.
Yeah, but
I agree with your point, but it hasn't been out that long for them to go and slash the price for $200. First of all, it should have never been that high. $600 or however much it was originally for the phone, it's just outrageous.
Mm-hmm. And just by the idea that they can lower the price by a third and still be making millions of dollars.
It's just freaking insane. Because you know that phone's probably worth maybe $300.
$300?
Well, I would say
Apple can probably manufacture them for $50 or less.
Whew. Maybe. I don't know. I have no idea.
And I think that they can probably take all of those expensive MacBooks and other Mac computers and that they charge $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 for. I think they can probably make each one of those for $150 or less.
Yeah, that's been my whole complaint with the whole Apple deal is the fact that they're way overpriced. In fact, while I was in Vegas, we went to an Apple store and we're having some fun with the toys in there. By the way,
I mean, I would get a Mac if it wasn't for the price. It's just too expensive.
Just insane. Yeah, I was just looking at the prices in there, and I was like, no thanks. Yeah.
I mean,
but anyway, going back to the iPhone.
Well, I mean, it's iPhone / Apple / AT&T /
whatever.
But, I mean, Apple is expensive.
Yes. Yes, agreed.
I mean, they have, going back to the age-old Mac versus PC versus Linux, which generally isn't versus Linux, as most people don't know about it. But, I mean, it's not a bad computer. It's a great computer, and it would be even better if it was affordable.
But yes, it would.
And
agreed.
We won't talk about the business practices of Apple and their warranty being really fucks it up, and it gets under my skin. They need, I like Steve Wozniak, and when he quit, I don't even know when he quit. I just found out he quit, like, yesterday, and now I liked him. It may have something to do with the whole phone freak thing, but
yeah, I think it does have something to do with the whole phone freak thing.
Yeah, and I mean, he's a media whore, but, I mean,
I can think of a few others, but we won't go there.
I think you're a media whore.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, your name's all over Twat.
Oh, yeah, yeah, so much over Twat. I have maybe, what, 5 episodes, something like that?
Yeah.
It's all over there.
I mean, all over Twat.
Yeah.
All over
Dr. Opera, all over Vin Rev meetings.
Yeah, I mean, you do.
Yeah,
all
my shameless plugs.
And you never let someone forget that you do all that stuff.
Yeah, I never let them.
Yep.
Yeah, since most people say, what have you done lately?
Yeah, and you're like, well, what haven't I done?
Yeah, I'm not going
hold
there.
On a sec, I gotta go shut my door.
What the heck, this is a bad radio. Anyway, while he goes shuts the door, yeah, this is going to be bad radio.
Okay.
Oh, that took you less time than I thought it was going to.
Yeah, my mom came in and brought me a sandwich, so.
Oh, jeez.
So now I'm going to be eating on the show, too.
Nice. See, I at least waited till after I ate dinner to call you, since you didn't show up all the day.
I was busy.
Yeah. Okay. You busy in your 16 or 17-year-old life, whatever, however old you are.
Man, if you want to get me to do something besides, of course, this show, you got to book me, like, 2 months in advance.
Oh.
And I'm sought after commodity.
I'm sure you are. Anyway, let's go back to the iPhone before we get too far off topic.
Well, I'm going to eat. You talk about it.
Why do I have to? See, I'm not the whole phone freak. You were going to talk about the iPhone. This was your show.
No.
Eat later.
This is your show. I'm just the host.
I just pay the bills, you know, and I'm the host, too.
Mm-hmm.
I see. So, yeah, the iPhone.
So,
what about it?
There's been a lot of drama with it, with the price cuts.
Mm-hmm.
And with this kid, George Hotz. He's a 17-year-old pre-freshman college student. I think that's the way it's said. Anyways, he spent last summer with another group of hackers, supposedly.
Weren't they like Russians, I believe?
I don't know. Supposedly.
I think the article said Russians.
Yeah,
anyway, go ahead.
Millions of articles. He's been all over CNN, CNBC, every other major news organization. And basically, he spent the summer and developed a hardware and software hack of the iPhone to unlock it so that it can be used on other carriers. And for the people that don't know, most phones, when you buy them, will only work with the one carrier, especially the iPhone, which will only work with AT&T because they have that set up for, that's the deal that Apple has with AT&T.
And I'm sure they're making loads of money on the royalties.
Absolutely. And they've got this 2-year contract, so when you get it, you got to stay with AT&T for 2 years.
Right.
And
I'm sure they're making like money off of it per month. Apple is per contract.
Of course.
I bet you AT&T is kicking some money up to them for that.
Everybody's making money except for the consumer.
The poor old schmuck that's bought the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, he's got a thing in there. You go in and short circuit some wires and run some software, and your phone is unlocked. He says it takes him about an hour to do. And
it's just scary.
Why?
Why? Well, whatever possessed this kid to take apart his iPhone would be beyond me. You got a $700 unit there, and you're taking apart and soldering stuff on it? Yeah. No thanks.
The story I heard was his mom wouldn't switch to AT&T.
Mm-hmm.
So he developed this so that it could be used with T-Mobile.
Oh, yeah. Well, that also opens it up to overseas carriers, too. Yeah.
Anybody
that
uses GSM.
Right.
So it won't work with Verizon or Sprint, but it'll work with T-Mobile.
T-Mobile, there's an overseas carrier called Vox, V-O-X, and there was another one mentioned in the article, and I can't for the life of me remember what it was.
Well, pretty much all overseas carriers.
Right. They're all GSM-based.
Yeah. We are pretty much
the only ones that use CDMA, TDMA technologies. I did sell cell phones for like 3 years, so I can talk somewhat the tech on cell phones at least.
Yeah, we're pretty much the furthest behind in cellular technology.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are.
I mean, we're the U.S. We shouldn't be behind everybody.
Well, like we're behind on some of the technologies, like Japan is the leader in most technology-related appliances, especially phones.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was another company that developed just a software hack for it.
I didn't know about that. Do you remember what the name of the company was?
iPhone unlock.com or something, and like that's their business name. They're owned by somebody else, but basically they wanted to make money. This George Hotch kid, I call him a kid, but he's older than me. So,
well, he's not older than me. I'm the old man of the two of us, so I could call him a kid. All right,
yeah.
He's a kid. Yes.
Well, he isn't really trying to make money. He sold the second unlocked iPhone that he made on eBay, or he tried to. eBay shut him down. Because eBay, from what I understand, eBay thought it was illegal. And for those of you that don't know, it's perfectly legal. And if you ever see this guy on the news, all the anchors are always saying, oh, well, how long is it going to take before AT&T sues you? And how long until Apple sues you? Well, Apple doesn't want to sue him. If the iPhone is unlocked, they make more money sooner. And
right, AT&T is the one that's going to drop the hammer on him.
Now they won't.
If anyone,
well, they won't.
Well,
he's not doing anything wrong. Due to the DMCA,
he's not doing anything wrong. I agree there, but AT&T does not want him doing that.
Well, he's not doing anything illegal either.
Yeah, but they can still sue him.
They won't win. There's no point.
He
knows about this. It's the because of the DMCA, which is the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, anyone is allowed to unlock their phone legally and take it to another carrier. And that's what he's done. Now, when he tried to sell it, there were some people saying, hey, that's a problem. You don't want to do that because then you're messing with copyrights and selling someone else's product. So,
Well, didn't I read somewhere that he did sell it to someone? to another company.
Well, what wound up happening was he sold it to a security firm, I believe, and but not for money. And they gave him a car and a job.
They gave him a car and a job and like two or three brand new iPhones, I thought.
Yeah, something like
that. That's what I thought I read.
Yeah, and he gave them to his friends or something.
Yeah.
The other guy.
Unlocked, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. But, I mean, as long, it's really not illegal. He can do whatever he wants. And whenever he's on the news or does anything like that, the anchors are always saying, well, I don't want to be associated with you. You're going to get sued. And he's not going to get sued. This other company that's trying to sell it and is purely in it for money, they're probably going to get sued. And from looking at their website yesterday, they are getting sued. I can't say that for guarantee. When I looked at it, they said, we've gotten calls from a law firm representing AT&T, and they're taking legal action.
That's the article I read.
Yeah. So.
But they're not necessarily suing the kid. They're suing that company that bought
they're suing the company
that acquired the iPhone.
Yeah. So they're suing the company as a kid because the company's just trying to make money.
But
the kid, George Hotz, is, he just did it for the fun, just to see if he could do it, which is the hacker spirit. And
even though you're not a hacker, you're a freak, but, you know.
Well, I mean.
We won't go there.
It's a subculture.
I just thought I'd throw that in there.
I mean, really freaking is like a subculture of the subculture hacking.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like.
Well, I could argue in your favor and say freaking came first, but we won't go there.
Yeah, but it's not the main thing anymore.
True. 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 The age of the computer.
Watch me start a revolution. All.
Hey everybody, we're back. I am still your host, Face Man, and now I have with me the boy genius himself, Thought Freaker.
Hey. Hey.
Say a little bit about yourself, what you've been up to, and stuff like that.
Well, I've been up to a lot of things right now, mostly skating through tendons, and I don't know, that's about it. Just trying to adapt to a new Switch right now, because I recently moved out west.
All right. So you having fun with that?
Mm-hmm.
Got you in school yet?
It's kind of stifling, because, you know, I'm just so used to the DMS, and just even the hum on the line is kind of weird. Might be over here right now. It's pretty low, though.
I don't have it. I'm on a beautiful 5ESS, so. So we're still talking about the iPhone, and we're going to go ahead and get started and then kind of finish off and have some more guests. Thought Freaker, so you know, we've already started to cover the iPhone and kind of covered Enigma's trip to DEF CON, and now we're still back into the iPhone, and we'll finish off with some shouts. This is our pilot episode. No one is going to hear this except for certain people like, say, Stank Dog and the guys at Rant Radio and other special people that count for something in the world.
Yay!
Okay, so what do you know about the iPhone?
Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing. That's about what Enigma said, so we're still good. So, do you know about the price cuts, the $200 price cut from $600 to $400, I think it is?
I heard about that, but I really wasn't paying attention to how much it was, really.
Yeah. So are you interested in getting an iPhone at all?
No, not really. Just as sort of a personal opinion, I don't like GSM, like the codec itself, not the cellular system, but aside from that, it's just... It's horrible stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we should redo that, but... Yeah.
No, we'll just keep going. No editing.
All
right. I mean, technically we could edit if you, like, drop some docs or something.
All
right. Or if I drop some docs, or I just randomly start spurting out people's real names, then we might do a little bit of editing. But other than that, that's what makes these wonderful internet radio shows so good. other than the fact that my voice is on it and everybody loves me. So, why, you know, everybody really is just all over this thing saying it's the best thing in the world. Oh my gosh, barbecue.
Yeah, best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah, it's best thing since sliced bread. Personally, I don't understand what's so great about it. It's a phone.
I think it's just sort of a hype that comes along with the iPod. You know, God knows why it's even hyped up in the first place, but
yeah,
it's just sort of carried over.
Yeah, it's not like the iPod.
I think it's a great, it's really a great marketing move on the Apple side, I think, because, you know, cell phones, you know, are obviously very popular in this day and age, and they're just kind of using their name, the whole iPod thing, to make it even more popular.
Yeah,
they're probably breaking in a lot of cash.
Oh, yeah, sure, especially with the whole AT&T proprietary deal that they've got going on.
Oh, yeah, locking you in. Man, I'm sure they love that.
Mm-hmm. Which brings us to the unlocking of the iPhone. Do you know about George Hotz and his unlocking of the iPhone,
mm-hmm.
or supposed unlocking of the iPhone?
Yeah, he teamed up with a couple of guys from Russia, didn't he?
That's what they keep telling me. I personally hadn't realized that it was guys from Russia until me and Enigma were recording earlier, and he said something about them being from Russia. So
yeah, it's this horrible communist. They're always up to no good.
Trying to turn us against our faithful leader, AT&T.
Mm-hmm.
So, personally, when I first saw it, I thought that he'd made the whole thing up and wasn't a real hacker or anything and just trying to get attention, and that maybe he'd stolen the idea from stolen the process of doing it from someone else. Has anything like that crossed your mind when you first?
Well, you know, he did give credit to a couple of other guys, so, yeah, he probably got the idea from somebody else, but, you know, at least he's giving credit.
Yeah. And,
and everybody just likes IM1 doing a radio show. You know, I'm just going to turn off my monitor.
That works.
Probably not going to be distracted.
Yeah, these are the joys of doing internet radio. So, and then there was this price cut that just came about, and then what's-his-name, CEO of Apple, gives these guys a $100 rebate or whatever. Personally,
Steve Jobs.
Yeah, Steve Jobs. Personally, I don't think that these people deserved it. Me and Enigma talked about it, and, you know, they were willing to pay $600 for the 8-gig iPhone. I don't think they need their money back, you know. What do you think about it?
You know, I really don't care. I mean, you know, if they want them. Yeah, I just don't really have an opinion.
Yeah. So what did I get you on the show for?
Because I'm cool.
Because you're cool. That's right.
Yeah, I'm cooler than both of you.
Actually,
you
probably are. So, do you have any shouts?
I'd like to give out shouts to Royal, Lucky, and everybody else who's uber elite.
All right.
So,
so that shouts to me, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Watch me start a revolution on. Okay, so this is Faceman, and I'm back with one Mr. Drake Anubis.
Hello.
We're still talking about the iPhone. Yeah. So,
there's a spider crawling on my window.
What does that have to do with anything?
Nothing. I edit that part out. I'm just saying it's kind of neat looking. I take a picture with you. You are monopolizing my phone at the moment.
I know, but I mean, we're trying to do a radio show here.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
It's really cool.
So, you were telling me about your trips to the AT&T store?
It's the Apple store, actually.
Apple store, okay. Same difference. They're both evil empires. And interesting times that you had with the iPhone. And something that
that was fun,
really want to go do. So, but,
you haven't played the iPhone yet?
No, I've seen it up close. But I've seen two of them, but I haven't touched them yet.
Where did you see them up close that you didn't play with them?
Well, in a large group where other people were bigger than me.
That's just because you're small.
I'm not that small, but, I mean...
You're a tiny creature.
I saw one at a Boy Scout event. One of the adults here saw one.
Mm-hmm.
And
Boy
another
Scout
at a beach trip.
A beach trip?
Yeah.
Who had an iPhone at the beach?
It was a, like a concert right by the beach type of thing, and one of the band members.
Beach concert.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, that's really my only experience with it. I thought it was kind of small, but...
It's a pretty slick little device. I have no interest in having one at all, but it's pretty cool to play with.
Yeah, I don't really understand why people want it. It's got a lot of hype on it, but...
Well, it's a very neat little phone.
I was talking to Thought Freaker, and while he didn't mention this in his interview or guest host introduction thing, he said that Emmanuel Goldstein, and of course he would know this and I wouldn't because I don't listen to Emmanuel's shows, but he said that the iPhone was the Paris Hilton of phones. Of course, it's not a phone, but still.
It's a phone.
It's not a phone.
How is it not a phone? Explain this concept to me. I'm behind the times.
It's a fancy two-way radio.
But it's not a phone.
It's a walkie-talkie with edge.
So what is a phone then? Define me a phone in a preferably a two-sentence definition of what a phone is that excludes the iPhone but permits other phones. Go ahead, take your time.
A semi-direct connection to a switch.
Semi-direct? Can you put that in half duplex or full duplex? What is semi-direct?
Well, I mean, I can't say just direct because, I mean, you go through all the different TNIs.
Oh, you mean direct by connection, not by communication path. Okay, so a semi-direct connection. So a routed connection?
Well, I mean, unrouted.
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 So a direct connection.
Essentially. But, I mean, if you actually follow the signal, you're going through different distribution boxes and, of course, a TNI on your house and different telco cans and stuff like that.
You know, it's like, you know that, you know, telephone calls across the nation are actually switched to VoIP and they go across fiber lines for the switchback?
Yes.
Yeah. So how is that different than the iPhone going digital for a while before it switched back? It's the same thing.
Yes, but if I call you across the nation, I'm not going wireless at any point.
Yeah, on my cell phone now.
I know, but that's...
So my cell phone's not a phone either?
No, my cell phone's not a phone either. If I were to call your actual POTS line...
I actually don't. No, I do have one. Okay, I do have one. Okay.
Okay, if I were to call your POTS line from my POTS line with all wired phones, meaning non-wireless phones like the one I'm on now, which is essentially a walkie-talkie too, but, I mean, that's beyond the scope of my definition. I mean, I should probably sit down and come up with a two-sentence definition.
You should. I would appreciate that because what you're saying doesn't make any sense. What if the phone call is relayed over satellite? It's going from POTS line to POTS line, but it's being relayed over satellite. So that's technically a wireless medium. Is that a phone call?
Well, that would be the phone connection, not the actual phone.
The phone connection. Okay, so if I had... So what about my Asterisk box? Well, that's definitely... It's a physical phone, and it goes into the Asterisk box before it turns into VoIP. How is that different than a satellite connection?
Well, I would say it's not a phone connection.
It's not but it is a phone, but it's not a phone connection. It's not a copper connection.
Right.
So the iPhone is a phone, but it's not making phone calls.
It's making phone calls, but it's not a phone.
Okay, I'm done. I'm so done.
Well,
come back with the definition. I've lost this argument, so...
But, I mean, even... Like, if you think about Skype, Skype can make
calls,
but it's not a phone.
Skype can make calls which terminate at landlines or other telephone numbers. Yes, it can.
Right. So it's making phone calls, but it's not a phone.
It's not a phone. Okay, now apply that definition to the iPhone, because the iPhone is a phonographic device which transmits human voice, and it does so across the medium which interfaces with the traditional telephone network. So it is a phone making phone calls, but you just said it's not a phone.
It's a radio.
Yes, all cellular devices are radios. Congratulations.
We're
so, what is the difference
Ian
between?
Already covered this.
I win. I officially, I'm gonna say that I win.
See, I don't see where you. It's not a phone.
Okay. A whole other argument. Explain to me the difference between. Okay, I have a programmable UHF radio. I'm holding my hand right now, right?
Uh-huh.
It's a two-way radio. When I push the button, it transmits on 400 megahertz band. And the other radio over there, it's going to hear it if it's on the same frequency. Those are radios. It's a radio communication device, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, that's not a phone, right?
That's not a phone.
Okay, it's a phonographic device because it translates human voice into, you know, waves that transmit across the air. But it's not a phone, obviously.
Well, if... Okay.
It's definitely not a phone, right?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Now, what if when I talked into one of the devices, it was heard on a telephone on the other end? Would that be a phone? It's not a phone, but it's definitely placing a phone call, just like Skype, because Skype's not a phone, but it is placing a phone call.
Right.
Okay. Now, if you take that definition, what if both of my radios were phones? Then they are both phones, and now they're not placing phone calls because they're calling each other, even though they are both phones?
I think I lost you.
Yeah, because the argument doesn't work, buddy. I know, it's sad. It's okay.
We're moving on. I'm sticking with my belief that it is not a phone.
Okay, fine. We're agreed that you're wrong and to disagree.
I don't like change.
What are you going to do when all the land...
stick with
all
my
reliable
copper. Even if I did get a VoIP line, which I'm highly considering.
You don't have that kind of money.
Yeah, I do.
You don't have the $5 a month. You're poor. You live in Alabama. With them rednecks. Them rednecks.
See, if I take the quarter from all the other rednecks, of course they won't have any money left. But see, if I take a quarter from all the rednecks within, say, a 5-mile radius.
Can you explain to me why we will always have the phone network as it is exactly today with no innovation made? I think we were having that conversation yesterday and I forgot about it.
Oh, say it again.
So it would never be replaced by fiber to the home or VoIP because of why?
No, I mean, you could get replaced by fiber to the home.
Right, like several Verizon lines on the East Coast. I like that now. A lot of my friends have digital phones. So it's getting replaced, and you said it wouldn't.
Okay, this gives me a different thought process. Perhaps a phone is merely something that is connected to a system that is dedicated to the telephone network.
But the telephone network is not dedicated to phone calls. It carries data, and there are dial-up modems, and now it carries other data over the fiber optic lines. So how is a phone, like right now, okay, if you make a phone call, this phone call right now, it's going from your house, copper, probably fiber, eventually wireless to my cell phone. So what if it just went from fiber to wireless to my cell phone, because eventually you got fiber to your house, you had VoIP to your house.
I think I missed something.
I'm sure you did. Look, remember yesterday you said there the phone network would never be replaced?
Right.
Right.
There will always be the...
Actually, no, what I said was VoIP will eventually replace copper lines, eventually, and you said that would never happen. Is that what you said?
Yeah. I don't think it'll ever
happen. You don't think VoIP will ever replace copper phone lines, ever? Never?
It's already an alternative, but I don't think it'll ever replace it.
Ever. Not in like 5 years or 10 years or 100 years. There will always be copper forever.
Not necessarily copper. But there will always be the phone line. A dedicated line to your house.
Yes, that's not what you said. What you said was that VoIP would never take over, and almost all calls are VoIP now anyway, because eventually it's not a pure analog connection between me and you right now. It's digital on many, many parts.
We're moving on. We're talking about the iPhone here.
Okay, the iPhone, right. Also, so it is a phone, right? The iPhone? It's not the iCellular device?
That's the name of what it is. You got to remember,
okay,
this is Steve Jobs and Apple and AT&T. They're all idiots.
Okay.
Can you disagree with me there?
I don't know. Steve Jobs seems kind of smart. He captured a market that wasn't previously captured.
He touched the iPhone and had an orgasm.
And have you ever noticed that, like, have you ever asked a PC user if they like the PC, they go, yeah, it's okay, or, you know, no, I don't like it. But if you ask a Mac user, they always go, I love my Mac. I think that Steve Jobs managed to create this entire cult of Mac people who fall in love with inanimate objects. He's a genius.
Well, I would definitely say that it is a cult.
I love my Mac. It is great.
He probably integrates subliminal messaging into the screen.
Oh, I'm sure he does. The iPhone has a nice screen, by the way, getting back to the iPhone.
Yes, it does. It's very durable, too. I've seen a lot of videos of people taking keys and knives.
Did you see the video of the iPhone in a blender?
No, I haven't seen that one.
You didn't see the blend tech video of the iPhone in the blender? Man, I think it stays on for the longest time in that blender before the screen finally shuts off, and then it just explodes into this black glow, which is probably just like the soul escaping from the device.
Yep.
How do you not see that video? Do you even use the internet?
What, the interweb?
You make children cry is the problem here.
What's the interweb use, dump trucks or tubes? Because I use those dump trucks.
Is he still working? I thought he was, like, fired or resigned or something.
What, the senator?
Yeah, Senator Ted Cruz.
I believe he is still the senator.
Of Alaska?
Yeah, or one of them.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it's Alaska.
Yeah, it's Alaska, but there's more than one senator of Alaska. There's two. I
don't know. So back to the iPhone, the 5-month-old product that no one wants to hear about. Why are we talking about the iPhone again?
When did we start talking about the iPhone? We're talking about PSTN propaganda and Apple.
Why was the iPhone? Well, what you said to me like yesterday, you wanted to talk about the iPhone. It's like a 5-month-old device.
I mean, it's just a pilot. Nobody's going to listen to it.
Several people.
It's to fill in content, and I mean, even 5 months later, there's still been a lot of drama with the price cut that just happened, and 2 weeks ago.
The price cut was stupid. Devices always get cut. That's what they do, especially if you're an early adopter. That's the price you pay.
Yeah, and I mean, the drama with that was all these people started complaining, and they have no right to complain. And then
you know, Apple
took money back, and they don't deserve the money. They agreed to pay $600 for this phone, they don't need $100 a bag.
Well, here's the thing, though. Apple did this kind of clever thing. You know how people would buy the iPhone, hack it, and pay the early termination fee with AT&T and then use it on T-Mobile or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Apple only gives you the refund. They send a text message to your AT&T number. So, like, if you bought the iPhone and you're expecting to get this refund from Apple or whatever, right, even though you hacked it and using it on a different network, you're not going to get the refund. You know what I'm saying? Because they send a text message verification to the AT&T number, which you no longer have because you canceled your subscription.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That was kind of clever.
Well, see, the other thing is this George Hotz guy.
Who?
George Hotz, 17-year-old that unlocked the iPhone, supposedly.
Oh, yeah, that didn't look at me. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I mean, when it came out, I thought I saw something about it being unlocked within, like, a week. I mean, maybe it was something else. But I mean,
well, there were all kind of little ways to, like, kind of half-ass it and stuff. But one of them, there are, like, three different ways to unlock it. And now they're all kind of fancy, gooey ways you can do it really quickly and stuff. It's apparently fairly easy. You just need a jailbreak application, and then you can, you can also put third-party apps on it, too, after you unlock it.
Yeah.
So apparently it works good. Yeah. I still can't believe it doesn't have a to-do list, and you can't set MP3s as ringtones. I don't understand that.
That's stupid.
It should have a to-do list. I think that Mac users just have nothing to do.
I can't.
I still don't have one.
You'd think that setting MP3s as ringtones would be something that they would, I mean, that would be like one of their neat Apple feature things that they, I mean, because that sounds
well,
like
apparently, like,
gloat about?
Well, apparently AT&T just wants, or whoever doing it wants, I guess the RIA or whatever, they want to make you pay to buy the ringtone. Well, that's completely different because all you're paying for is a trigger. I mean, the difference between having the song play automatically when you call or having the song play when you push a button is just how you trigger it. And you should not have to pay more for a different trigger. That's completely ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I had one just so I could play around with it and figure out how to do something like that. And
it's not that great.
Yeah. I mean, is there a way, can you run JavaScript on it?
Can you run JavaScript on it? I'm not familiar with the capabilities of Safari.
Okay. Well, I know you can't run Java through the Safari application on there.
I don't believe you can. There's no Java machine installed. I'm aware.
I know some smartphones you can do that. I guess they're not really selling the iPhone as a smartphone. It's a computer.
No, it's a little multimedia device. It's an iPhone, an internet machine, and it's a phone all in one, apparently.
Yeah.
It is a circular device, though. It's kind of expensive.
Well, then you also have the Google phone, which, I mean, if you remember the press releases on that, or the lack of press releases.
Isn't it in another market? It's not in the U.S. market.
Well, from what I remember from it, it seems like it was about a month ago. They just started on it after the iPhone was released. And that they wanted to release it in the U.S., but that they didn't know, Google wasn't really saying anything on release dates or anything.
Isn't it in the Indian market, I want to say? I forget where the Google phone is.
So, are you saying it's already out?
Well, I thought it was out in some market.
Okay, well, I haven't heard anything about it being released. But yeah, I don't know. So, why do you think everybody has so much hype for the Google phone? I mean, I have some theories myself, but what's your opinion? Not the Google phone.
Everyone has a lot of hype. You've got a lot of hype about the Google phone.
I mean the iPhone.
Yeah. Oh, a lot of hype about the iPhone.
Yeah, the Paris Hilton phone.
There's not too much hype anymore. It's been out for 5 months.
There's still a lot of hype. Everybody loves it, and the people who don't have it, they're not.
Who's hyped? There's not nearly as much hype as there was, and now everyone knows what it does, and everyone complains about the edge network and the ringtone thing, and that's about it. All the hype now is surrounding how to unlock it, but it's a fairly easy process now with the GUI interface and whatnot.
Okay, well, I guess it's different in California, but there's still a lot of hype about it down here.
In Alabama?
Yeah. Yeah, it's that fancy screen. It displays stuff on it. Haven't seen one of them. That fancy.
Is that how people actually talk in Alabama?
What?
Is that how people actually talk in Alabama?
I don't know. I met a guy that talked like that once.
One guy? Do you have, like, any people who walk around in suits and, like, work at corporate buildings in Alabama?
At AT&T.
Even AT&T building in Alabama?
Yeah, we got a bunch of them. AT&T has, like, corporate security headquarters in Birmingham and, like, top secret places. Like, all the guards have shotguns and stuff, and you have to have your special AT&T security clearance to get in and stuff.
Why don't you go in and see what's going on?
I told you, I don't have a wingman.
Just walk in and just be like, hey, I'm walking in. You look like, oh.
Okay, did you not hear the part about the shotguns?
Yeah, they're not going to shoot you. They're going to ask you to leave. Just walk in and be like, hey, are you supposed to be here? Just wear a suit. You wear a suit, you can go anywhere. All you have to do is just walk in and be like, do you know who I am? Do you know who my father is? And then they'll let you right in.
That's a good idea.
It actually does work. It's quite hilarious.
They got a couple buildings out here, plus, Yeah, there's a lot of AT&T buildings. Former Bell South buildings, and then former real AT&T buildings, and then you have the new AT&T.
Did you announce a title for this segment or whatever? Because we didn't talk about the iPhone. We talked about the iPhone for 20 minutes. I mean, it's like 5 minutes of the 20-minute call.
Are we titling?
I don't know. What did you say you did with the name? You said, like, hey, this is the start of the show or something?
We said our main topic was the iPhone. But, I mean, that's the main topic.
The entire show? It's all about the iPhone? You guys talked 45 minutes about the iPhone.
Yeah, but, I mean, we can edit it up, take out Enigma's part.
we can edit it. We can take out Enigma. It'll be fine. Play some jazz music.
Yeah. But, I guess we could go ahead and close it up.
Pull a little dog boy.
All right. You got any shouts?
No.
No shouts.
There's no one I want to talk to.
Nobody warrants shouts from the great Drake Anubis.